life or death now, James. By that, I mean you're doing one or the other up in Rockview. This here's District Attorney Roden. Want to know what he's wondering? Whether you're going to walk like a man or cry like a pussy on your way to the death house. See, the DA likes the needle, whereas me, I like to see a man like you live a long life, with all your teeth knocked out, passed around till a brother can't tell your fart from a yawn. Now, I don't know what kind of man you are, which of these two fates you prefer, but Roden here is a generous fellow. He's willing to let you take your pick. If you save us and this city a long and costly trial, waive your right to counsel, and confess right now.
...16 hours. Has to be some kind of record, detective. What the hell is this?
Who the hell is Jack Reacher?
Jack Reacher. Born Jack, not John, no middle name. Is a ghost. No driver's license, car no expired, no residence, car no former, no credit cards, no credit history, no P.O. box, cell phone, email, nothing.
Can you at least tell me who he is?
Well, I can tell you who he was. Blood military, born and raised on bases abroad, mother was a French national, father in the Corps. His first trip to the United States was to attend West Point. 4 years later, he ships out for good. Iraq, Afghanistan, the Balkans, you name it. Served with distinction. Silver Star, Bronze Star, Legion of Merit, Defense Superior Service Medal. You have to look that one up. And a Purple Heart. He spent the bulk of his service in the military police. By all accounts, a brilliant investigator. Apparently a troublemaker, too. Demoted to captain, worked his way back to major. Then, 2 years ago, he musters out. After a literal lifetime in the military, he just up and quits. And then for only the second time in his life, he enters the United States and simply disappears.
Dead, maybe?
Not according to Social Security and a bank account in Virginia. His pension is deposited monthly, and someone is making the occasional withdrawal. All wire transfers. I can't find out where without a federal warrant.
Well, he can't drive or fly. At least not under his real name. Any warrants?
Record's clean.
Oh, come on. Guy this hard to find? He's got to be wanted for something.
His record is clean.
So? How do we find this Reacher?
Obviously, you don't find this guy unless he wants to be found.
Excuse me, sir. There's a Jack Reacher here to see you.
Can I help you?
James Barr.
So, now you've seen him? How do you know him?
Why was he in protective custody?
That was an oversight.
More like some corrections flunky threw him to the wolves.
Just as likely, but it's done and we can't undo it.
So what happens now?
Well, now he's in a coma. We'll try him when he wakes up, if he wakes up. Okay, now it's your turn, Reacher. Why did he call you as a witness?
I don't believe he did.
Well, I believe he asked for you by name.
Any chance I could look at the evidence?
No way. Not till you answer
some questions. Nice meeting you.
Hey.
Mr. Reacher.
Hey,
Mr. Reacher.
Stop right there. We had a deal. I take you to bar. You tell me what you know.
I know you say he shot five people. I know he's in a coma. I know there's a bus station 3 miles away, and I can walk there in 24 minutes.
You're just going to walk out on your friend?
He's not my friend.
Why'd he ask for you, then?
Well, same reason he shot five people. He's crazy.
Hey, hold on.
Don't do that.
Well, this is a new low, even for both of you. You do not talk to my client without me present. You know that.
We weren't talking to your client. He's in a coma, for Christ's sakes.
Your bar's attorney?
Helen Roden, Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher?
Helen Roden.
Yeah, she's a district attorney's daughter.
It's a good story, actually.
I'd like to hear it.
I could find him. How'd they find you? You can't be talking to this man. Two strikes in one
day. What it looks
like. He came to us.
You went to the DA?
Is there a log incident?
None you're currently breaking.
Come on, before this gets awkward. Hey, say, see you in court for me.
Goodbye, detective.
Weird meeting you.
Likewise.
Let's go.
So you're Jack Reacher.
So you're the DA's daughter.
Oh, Jesus, please.
Is that even legal?
Fortunately.
How does that happen?
Tell you after deposition.
You don't want to depose me.
Oh, well, you're my only defense witness.
I'm not a defense witness.
Your friend James thinks you are.
He's not my friend. Why does everyone assume that?
Well, why else would he ask you, and why would you come here to help
him? I didn't come here to help him. I came here to bury him.
Who the hell is Jack Reacher?
So why are you so hard to find?
I'm impossible to find.
Why is that?
Well, you could say it started as an exercise, became an addiction.
Are you on the run?
My bus is leaving. You better hurry, counselor.
How do you know James Barr?
Why are you representing him?
I'm a lawyer.
So is a public defender with just as much chance of clearing Barr.
I'm not trying to clear him. I am just trying to keep him off death row.
By proving he's insane?
Well, that's one option.
And sticking it to your father because...
No, not my father. The office of the district
because
attorney.
Because the office of district attorney never bought your pony.
D.A. Roden's never lost a capital case. You know why?
Impeccable tailoring.
He never picks a fight he can't win.
Worked for the Red Baron.
Every murder suspect in this town is given a choice. Confess or face death against a D.A. who never loses. My firm has reason to believe more than one innocent man's gone down without a fight.
Oh, I get it. You're an idealist.
No, I'm a pacifist.
It's a noble crusade, but this is not the fight. Trust me, James Barr's guilty.
You haven't even seen the evidence.
Is this a privileged conversation?
Of course, it's a client conference. Nothing you say here can be repeated.
There are four types of people who join the military. For some, it's a family trade. Others are patriots, eager to serve. Next, you have those who just need a job. Then there's the kind who want a legal means of killing other people. James Barr is one of those. Made sniper. Trained hard. 2,000 rounds a week. With every shot, he's taught to visualize the base of a man's skull through his reticle. The sweet spot where the medulla meets the spine. Visualize that puff of pink mist. Finally, he's deployed to Iraq. He's put on overwatch. All day long, he stares through his scope at civilians, women, children, day in, day out, for 2 long years without ever once being cleared to fire a single shot. Then comes a drawdown. James Barr, the war's over. 2,000 rounds a week. 250,000 rounds in his career. Not one at a human target. You've been hungry. You've been horny. You've had an itch you can't scratch. Imagine that feeling. Days. Weeks. Years. Imagine that feeling times 200,000 plus 50,000 more. Imagine it's 130 degrees on the deck and tomorrow you're going home. And you know if you don't scratch that itch now, you never will. You need a release. You need a target. And the who of it never once enters your mind. Covered his tracks well. Just like sane people do. Almost got away with it, too. But I caught him, and he confessed.
So why didn't he go to prison?
What Barr didn't know that day was the four civilian contractors he picked off just spent the weekend in what they call a rape rally. 28 women. Ages 54 on down to 11. Those are just ones I could find before the case was shut down. See, the deeper I dug, the uglier it got. And after 7 long years of mission accomplished, someone in the corporation just wanted the whole thing done quietly. So they chopped up the fog of war, made the murders go away.
This is classified information. And that's why the privilege. But you were ready to tell this to the DA.
Last time I saw Barr, I made him a promise. And when I saw his name on the news, I came here to keep it. But now I know I don't have to.
How can you be sure? You still haven't seen the evidence.
Your father has. And he doesn't pick a fight he can't win. Barr's not getting away with murder again.
He might. He suffered a severe brain injury in state custody. When he wakes up, if he wakes up, he may not remember the event. He may not remember anything at all. This case won't be about James Barr's guilt or innocence. It'll be about his ability to stand trial.
After everything I just told you, you still want to defend him?
I want to see he gets a fair trial. You said he confessed in Baghdad. He didn't confess this time.
This time he knows better.
This time he asked for you. I want to know why. You want to know why. I can see it's eating you. And you can't ask Barr. And the DA won't let you see the evidence. My lead investigator has complete access to the evidence. All of it.
Where's your lead investigator?
About to catch a bus out of town.
Thanks for the coffee, Counselor. Understand, you're not just asking me to look at the evidence. You're asking me to look at a cold-blooded killer. A man I know to be guilty, a man you want to keep off death row. You're asking me to look at him objectively.
Yes, that is what I'm asking.
You do it. On what condition?
Name it.
You have to look at the victims objectively.
How do you suggest I do that?
Yes,
sir. Mr. Ferrier, I'm Helen Roden. We spoke on the phone.
Of course. You said you're defending the man that... that man.
I represent James Barr, yes.
Any questions about my daughter?
I do.
What for?
I was hoping to get a better sense of who the victims were as... that is to say, who they were as people, as human beings.
That's a bit unusual considering your position, isn't it?
That is true. Normally, someone in my position would want the jury to know as little as possible about the...
the people that your client killed. In cold blood. Spoken with the other families?
Yes, some. The ones who would speak with me.
Come in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chrissy was a nanny. She had a little girl with her that day.
Yes, I know.
Are you going to go talk with that child?
No, of course not.
Why not?
Well, I think it would be...
insensitive. Inappropriate. Everything that you want to know about my daughter is right here. Gazette did a nice piece on her. Your obituary does the rest.
Thank you. I'll definitely...
You're a good attorney, Miss Roden.
That's not really for me.
Just answer the question.
Yes, I suppose I am pretty good.
Good enough to keep that man off death row?
You know, I think maybe I should go.
You stay where you are. That man deserves to die, Miss Roden. You defend him.
I can see that I have made a terrible mistake. And I'm very, very sorry. And I promise I won't bother you again.
What the hell are you doing?
What am I? What?
Is it true? You're talking to the victims' families? You alone?
How do you know that? How did you find me?
I'm the district attorney. It's my business to know.
That's not an answer.
Oh. Well, you're not the only one with crack investigators, Helen. That's right. I know about Reacher. Your lead investigator is a war veteran who's been missing for the last 2 years. How can you vouch for his state of mind? How can you trust anything he tells you? You don't know the man. Tell me this. Does he know you can't pay him? That your own firm didn't want this case? That nobody wants this case. You never even spoke to your client before he wound up in a coma. Oh, now listen to me. Listen. I'm speaking as your father. Whatever our differences have been in the past, you got to listen to me now. You're making a terrible mistake. You cannot win this case. You're going to ruin your career. Why? For what? To hurt me? To change me? Helen.
Don't touch me!
Thanks for letting me take a look.
Hey, we love it when friends of the accused try to tear our work to shreds.
He's not my friend.
So you keep saying. Found any holes?
Well, you didn't have to put him in the hospital. Other than that, damn fine police work. It's open and shut.
What can I say?
Steam was a gold mine.
Come on. Now, we both know gold's only as good as a man digging.
Yeah, well, anytime you want to come back, take a look at this stuff.
No, thanks. Don't need to.
You never took any notes.
Well, I don't need to.
So you were some real hot shit in the Army, huh?
I did all right.
So what does an Army cop do, mostly? Break up bar fights?
I did what you do pretty much, with one minor difference.
What's that?
Every suspect was a trained killer. Thanks again. Why do you think he paid for parking?
Pardon?
He's about to fire 6 shots into a crowd of strangers. And he's worried about the meter maid?
Simple loony won't do it for you?
I like to have at least one alternate theory.
Huh. Habit. Muscle memory. I don't think he knew he was doing it.
Like I said, it's damn fine work.
Hey, Army. What's the serial number on the rifle?
Or what's the date on the quarter? 1968. Forest for the trees, Detective. Forest for the trees.
mind if I share your table? I'm Sandy.
So was I, last week, on a beach in Florida.
What's your name?
Jimmy Reese.
You don't look like a Jimmy.
What do I look like?
I don't know, but not a Jimmy.
Hmm.
So you're new in town?
Usually.
It's kind of loud in here. Do you want to maybe go someplace quieter? I have a car.
You're old enough to drive?
I'm old enough to do a lot of things.
I'm on a budget, Sandy.
What?
I can't afford you.
I'm not a hooker.
Oh, then I really can't afford you.
Seriously, I work at the auto parts store.
What I mean is the cheapest woman tends to be the one you pay for.
I am not a hooker.
Well, a hooker gets the joke.
What's this?
He called me a whore.
Is that true?
Nobody said whore. She inferred hooker. I meant slut.
Hey, that's our sister.
She a good kisser?
Hey, outside.
Pay your check first.
I'll pay later.
You won't be able to.
You think?
All the time. You should try it.
It's a great joke, but I'm going to beat your ass. Do you want to do that here or outside?
Outside.
Stay here, Sandy.
I don't mind the sight of blood.
But it means you're not pregnant anyway.
You still think you're funny now, creep?
Shut your mouth, Sandy. No one is talking to you.
Last chance to walk away.
Are you kidding? It's 5-1.
It's 3-1.
How do you figure?
Once I take out the leader, which is you, I'll have to contend with one or two enthusiastic wingmen. The last two guys, I always run.
Are you done this before?
It's getting late. Remember, you wanted this. It's okay. You're okay.
Get up.
Oh! Okay. Now we know who's who. Let's get this done. Really?
That's a pretty impressive response time, fellas.
Do it! Hey, it's on your back!
Who hired you?
Wearing too much perfume?
Breathing too sternly. Detective Emerson, somebody dead?
And if someone is?
And they died of shame.
because I was being gentle.
I'm starting to understand why you move around a lot, Richard.
So no one's dead?
One guy like he won't ever walk right again.
You want to charge me?
Very much.
But no one's pressing.
Sadly, no.
Like free to go? Hey, Emerson. .62681.
What's that?
The serial number. Barr's rifle.
You're working for me, you understand that? So everything you do is a reflection on my firm, on me.
I'm Sam.
You're talking to a lawyer.
There was this girl. She came on to me, picked the fight.
Which never happens in a bar.
She was strong when I told her my name.
She was expecting Mike Tyson?
She wasn't expecting Jimmy Reese. Yankees second baseman.
Why'd you say you were a Yankee second baseman?
I always use Yankee second baseman. I didn't say I was a Yankee second baseman. I just said, but the point is, she was expecting to hear Jack Reacher. She knew who I was. And the cops were rolling before the fight even started. And those five guys are her brothers? Come on. Someone sent those boys to put me down.
Who? If someone followed you at the river today, it was probably a cop, and I highly doubt.
There are three things cops never do. They don't vote Democrat, they don't drive Cadillacs, and they never use personal vehicles. It's not a cop.
PI, then, or the DA's office?
What do you think your father's office had sent me up?
Why would anyone set you up?
How's your day?
It went exactly the way I think you hoped it would.
You okay? What'd you learn?
Chrissy Ferrier was 22. A nanny caring for the 6-year-old daughter of family friends. She'd finally saved enough money for a trip to China. In fact, she should have left the week before. But the girl she cared for wanted Chrissy to stay for her 7th birthday. They'd gone downtown that day to shop for a party dress. Rita Coronado worked as a cleaning lady at the River Cross Plaza. She was usually late for work, but she had a good reason. Since her son Marco was 9 years old, she had to personally drop him at school to make sure he actually went. But her dedication had paid off. Marco was now an honor student. As a reward for all his hard work, Rita was taking him to his first baseball game. And she was on her way to pick up the tickets that very afternoon. Nancy Holt's last words to her husband were a lie. She told him she was taking her car to be serviced, but in fact she was headed downtown. She told the clerk she didn't want the purchase showing up on her credit card. She wanted to surprise her husband for their 10th anniversary, just a few days away. Oline Archer never liked her husband's construction business. Even after helping him become one of the largest contractors in the county. So it came as a relief when his failing health and a costly lawsuit were forcing them to sell to the competition. Her husband had given his life for the company. But now that it was hers, she couldn't bring herself to let it go. She was on her way to secure a loan that day, so she could keep the business she'd always hated. Darren Sawyer was an investment broker in the same building where Rita worked. His wife said he'd grown increasingly distant of late. She can't remember their last words to one another, but they weren't kind. Darren's body was found beside a fresh bouquet of roses he'd bought that morning, and his wife takes comfort in the fact that in his last moments, he was most likely thinking of her.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
So what'd you learn?
You want me to say you were right? You want me to say that this isn't the fight? James Barr should die. Maybe he should.
I meant, what'd you learn about the victims?
What more do you want? They were five innocent people, senselessly murdered. I'm sorry, could you please put a shirt on?
This is my shirt.
You lose your luggage?
I don't have any luggage.
What was I saying?
Five innocent people.
Murdered at random, yes.
You know how many people die in this country every year? 2.5 million. That means every day, roughly 7,000 average Americans wake up for the last time. Last Friday, five of them converged on a single spot and died together. Is that random?
What else would you call it?
Well, take Darren and Nancy. Odds are they were having an affair.
Excuse me?
You don't buy roses for your wife on the way to work. You buy them on the way home. And you don't worry about a charge showing up on your credit card when your anniversary is that weekend. Unless it's the gift you're hiding. That's why she kept walking. Well, everyone else ran.
You can't prove that.
How hard would it be? Cell phones, emails. All it takes is someone willing to dig.
What's your point, exactly?
My point is that two of the victims weren't there strictly by chance. I need a list of Barr's known associates.
There isn't one. He didn't have any. He's a classic loner. He didn't even talk to his neighbors.
He's a quiet man. Never bothered anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
You have his credit card statement?
I can get it. Why?
I need a list of all the places he hung out. Bars, bowling alleys, strip clubs, gun ranges. Anywhere someone would remember him.
What do we hope to find?
I need to sleep. You too.
You don't really think I'm gonna...
Be back to pick me up at 7?
Yeah. Absolutely.
With you.
What happened?
Oh, that's him, isn't it?
I ain't seen you, man.
Relax, what happened?
Barr's attorney hired an investigator. Name of Reacher, some sort of top shelf army cop. It was in Baghdad, same time as Barr.
So?
So Barr asked for this soldier by name. Then he shows up at the river today, then up on the highway. Almost like he knew something. You said we don't like people asking questions.
No, we sure don't.
So I took steps.
You took steps.
Local people, my guys.
And it blew back on you.
I figured five guys would do it.
This franchise was yours to manage.
That's all.
Maintenance is our thing, you understand?
Yeah, I understand. I couldn't reach you.
Well, that's how this works.
Well, I had to make a decision.
These locals, I want their names.
It's in the file.
I don't even know who you are.
Just one guy took care of it.
Where's the body?
It's distributed. Relax. No one's going to find it.
Suppose we want it found, yeah?
How would you want it found?
Because we got a way of doing things so they stay done. Clean. Missing person isn't clean.
Christ's sakes, man. You only had to kill one goddamn person. You kept five. You call that clean?
Call it done. We're looking at the shooter, not the target.
Jesus. We make it messy now so it won't get messy later. And we don't leave questions unanswered. Ever.
Okay, all right, okay. I can fix this.
Open your eyes.
No, I ain't seen you!
It makes no difference now.
I made a mistake. If you can still use me, just tell me how to
survive. don't say fix it because you can't. We covered up the one mess. You made another.
All right, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry. Just tell me what I have to do.
I was in prison in Siberia. I spent my first winter wearing a dead man's coat. A hole in one pocket. I chewed these fingers off before the frostbite could turn to gangrene. These I gave up to avoid working in the sulfur mine. That is how I survived when so many others did not. A man this rare can always be of use. So show me. Show me you are rare. Show me you'll do anything to survive.
I don't understand.
The fingers from your left hand.
A knife?
Did I have a knife in Siberia?
No. Come on, you gotta be kidding.
You can do it. Show me.
About this soldier.
What we always do.
First credit card statement, eyewitness testimonies, coffee. You take it black, right? Yeah, what can I say? I take my work home. Bar's credit card statement's a dead end. No bars, no strip joints, nothing. Pretty much just gas and groceries.
I need you to look for gun ranges between 100 and 150 miles from here. Limit your search to ranges longer than 300 yards.
Sure, tell me why.
Bar consistently filled his tank on Saturday and again on Sunday. He took a long drive almost every weekend.
He could be going anywhere.
Yes. And if it's bars, bowling alleys, or strip clubs, we'll never find it. But a match-level gun range? It might be two. And he made his own bullets. That means he shot a lot. I'm guessing every Saturday. Maybe with a friend.
Why is it so important you talk to his friends? Assuming he had any.
Draw me at the auto parts store.
Wait, which one?
I don't know. She just said the auto parts store.
She? Who? Rachel, can you be a little more specific?
I didn't say an auto parts store. Which one stands out in your mind is the auto parts store?
You want me to wait?
I'll meet you back at the office later.
How will you get there?
I'll hit your ride.
help you?
It's handiwork here.
What's this about?
So she does, thanks. I need to speak with her. It's a personal matter.
She's on the clock.
Legal personal matter.
What are you, a cop?
Call her out, Gary.
I'm going to need to see some ID.
Go get Sandy.
Well, I need to see something.
How about the inside of an ambulance?
Okay. I'm calling the police.
I don't think Sandy wants the police involved.
Hello?
Let's ask.
Hey, you... Hello, I need some help. Hello? Hey! You! No, you are not allowed back in here, man.
Shit.
You know this guy?
Tell him.
Give us a few, Gary. Listen, I didn't know that was gonna happen. It was Jeb. The big guy. Jeb Oliver. He told me you were a predator. You were supposed to start groping me. Don't hurt me.
Sandy, sit down. Where can I find Jeb?
I don't know. He didn't come to work today.
So he works here?
Yeah. It's bullshit, though. He cooks Crystal.
His address. Write it down.
I'm really sorry, mister. He was supposed to be a pervert. And it was an easy $100.
That's all?
When Jeb asks, you do what he says. Am I in trouble?
Not if you lend me your car.
I don't have a car.
Well, sure you do. It's outside. I'm guessing you're the Camaro. That whimsy little pickup has Gary written all over it. Keys?
I can't. It's Jeb's car.
Well, won't he be surprised when I drive it home for him?
Who are you, mister? Really?
I'm just a guy who wants to be left alone.
I get off work at 6. Maybe a week.
Sandy, listen. You seem like a sweet girl. You're pretty. You're obviously sharp, doing Gary's books for him. You don't have to let these guys use you.
It's just what girls like me do.
Got money?
A little.
Get out of town for a couple of days.
Why?
Get out of town, Sandy.
I have a warrant to search the premises.
I see.
Well, if you don't mind.
Don't move.
I'll tell you what. When I move, you pull the...
Where's Jeb?
He's not here.
Where can I find him?
Jesus, my hand.
Or you shouldn't play with guns. Where can I find him?
Because you're the one driving his car. You tell me. Last I saw him, we was all leaving jail. He said he had to see a guy.
What guy? Who?
I don't know. I don't know. I swear. Next I know, his mom woke up from a bender and his shit's all gone.
Is he the sort to light out like that?
Nah, man. He never leave his mom's alone. Shit ain't right.
Got a car?
It's outside.
Keys.
My hand, man. They're in my... Okay.
Now look at your friends. Now look at my face. Do you ever want to see me again?
No way.
Am I stealing your car?
Use it as long as you like.
You're very kind.
Ah!
Thank you.
Jose Paulo?
It's a guy from Florida.
Jesus, how hard did you hit him?
What? Not me. No, he was murdered. And someone tried to make it look like he left town.
Well, maybe he just left town.
You pack your shower curtain when you travel?
Is this what you base your conclusions on? What is that on your head?
You don't want to know.
You said on the phone you wanted to submit your findings.
James Barr is a sniper. It's not the best, not the worst. But he trained nonstop for 2 years. What does training like that do?
What does any training do? Skills become reflex, muscle memory. You do without thinking.
It also makes people who aren't necessarily smart seem smart by beating some tactical awareness into them. Now, 99% of the evidence your father has against Barr didn't exist in Baghdad, not because Barr was smart, but because he was trained. See, from that garage, the shooter had the sun in his eyes. Targets are moving left and right. It's difficult conditions for any sniper.
But Baghdad? You said Barr was in a parking garage then?
Because in Baghdad, the sun's behind him. Targets coming straight ahead, single file. Ideal conditions for even an average shooter. And the exact same conditions he would have had up on that highway bridge. Up there, he would never even have to get out of the van. No parking meter, no camera, no trace evidence left behind, and his escape is assured. Now, I'm not saying that he couldn't have killed those people at the river, but he wouldn't have. Not that way.
So you're saying he's crazy?
No.
Well, what exactly are you saying?
Any single piece of evidence, I'd buy. But all of it? Fibers, fingerprints, stray brass, I mean, and who the hell pays for parking? Sane or crazy? That just doesn't make sense.
Okay, so Barr, he wanted to get caught, and he wanted you to catch him.
That would not explain how Barr, an average shooter firing in poor conditions, never missed.
He did miss. He did.
Pristine bullet. Conveniently trapped by a liquid backstop. The same bullet that tied Barr's gun to the killings. And arguably the prosecution's single most important piece of evidence. If Barr wanted to get caught, he didn't miss. By the way, it doesn't make sense. If he wanted to get away with it, he likely would have. And if he wanted to get caught, Barr was incapable of such perfection.
Or maybe he just got lucky, 6 shots out of 6.
That's what I was willing to accept. Then those guys took a run at me. Whoever sent them made a mistake.
It was just a bar fight.
Maybe. Or maybe someone got nervous, tried to run me off. Or put me in a coma right next to their Patsy.
Patsy.
It was such a great crime scene. No one stopped to think it might be too great. Not Emerson. Not your father. Not even Barr's own defense attorney. But Barr knew I would. No matter how much I wanted it to be true. That's why he asked for me.
Wait. Are you suggesting...
James Barr is innocent.
See what this is, can't you? You've got a case in your hands, maybe the last case you'll ever have. And you'll do anything not to hit the bottom of it.
Ellen?
You know, you never should have retired.
Look, listen.
For all I know, you were standing at an intersection with the cardboard sign 3 days ago. And I hired you. Jesus, my father was right.
Ellen.
It makes total sense now.
Ellen?
It's the way you live, the way you move around. You're just not cut out for the real world, are you? Are you afraid you'll end up like Barr? Is that what this is?
Look out the window.
No, I've work to do.
Humor
you
me.
Need to leave.
Okay.
Let go of me.
Can you tell me what you see?
I see the same things I see every day.
Well, imagine you've never seen it. Imagine you've spent your whole life in other parts of the world, being told every day you're defending freedom. And finally decide you've had enough. Time to see what you've given up your whole life for. Maybe get some of that freedom for yourself. Look at the people.
telling me which ones are free. Free from debt, anxiety, stress, fear, failure, indignity, betrayal. How many wish they were born knowing what they know now? Ask yourself, how many would do things the same way all over again? And how many would live their lives like me? And look at the silver eye across the street. The one that's been following me all day.
What does that prove?
Here's a tag number. How long would it take you to run it?
At this time of night, I don't know. An hour?
Do it. Do it, and then I'll leave.
When? No, this is my problem now. I'll handle it.
Yeah. You're blown. Lawyer's running the license plates. Yeah, so do it. Done. Go to this address.
All right, let's just say that Bard didn't do it. Or did it because someone put him up to it. Either way, what have you got?
Conspiracy.
Yeah, conspiracy to kill 5 random people. There's no motive.
It's ridiculous, right?
It's grassy, no ludicrous.
There's no point looking any further.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What's this?
The motive. Just hold on to it.
What are we playing, Clue? Yeah. Give it to me. Thank you. You sure that car was following you all day?
As soon as you picked me up, why?
Registered to a company called Liebenauer Enterprises.
A conspiracy to kill 5 random people? It's ridiculous.
4 random people. Hide one specific target.
Someone needed O-Line Archer's construction business. And O-Line wouldn't let it go.
It's a convincing theory. But it's just a theory.
The first round is the least accurate. The snipers call it a cold shot. Meanwhile, your eyewitness described a pause between the first and second rounds. The one shot where the killer took his time.
An O-Line Archer was the second victim.
The one shot that mattered.
But it's just a theory.
And this frame was custom made for Barr. Whoever chose him knew about Baghdad, and the only one who could have told him about Baghdad was Barr himself. He has at least one friend. A very close one. If you find that friend, you'll find the real shooter.
Find the real shooter, Richard? My job is to present the jury with reasonable doubt.
What
period.
About catching the guys who really did this?
Oh, catching the guys who did this.
Bringing them to
no,
justice.
No, I can't take this
exposing
to court.
Exposing the truth.
Even if I believe Barr is innocent, it's not my job. I am just a lawyer. I'm not a cop. And frankly, neither are you. I can't do this anymore.
Thanks for the coffee, Kessler.
Sandy? Wait, it is Sandy, isn't it?
Do I know you?
Charlie. Jeb's friend? Oh, come on, don't break my heart.
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Well, we were both pretty wasted.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you live here?
Just up there.
Oh, shit. I just moved in around the back. How crazy is that?
It's wild.
Yeah. Wow. You look great.
Thanks.
Well, look, you know, I don't want to keep you, so maybe we can grab a drink sometime.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, how about tonight?
I'm meeting some people.
Okay. Well, some other time.
Some other time.
Do it here.
What?
There's a gun range in Ohio, targets out to 700 yards. The only range that matches your requirements. You should sleep. You have a long drive tomorrow, and I need to go to City Hall and pull up O'Lion's legal history.
I wouldn't do that. Not until I get back. And if I'm right, someone killed four random people so no one would look directly at O'Lion. And if I'm right, just saying her name could get you killed.
You saying I should be scared?
Why, are you smart?
Obviously.
Then don't be scared.
What exactly am I looking for?
Someone who could kill that girl with one punch.
Oh, you met the guy in 1109. Ernie Johnson. You'll see.
Thank you.
just don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I issued the warrant an hour ago.
According to the victim's boss, Reacher was seen at her place of work this morning.
Where he threatened her boss.
The car he was driving that night belonged to a friend of Deb Oliver's.
The man he assaulted.
No, those guys assaulted Reacher.
Reacher put three more men in the hospital this afternoon at Jeb Oliver's place.
After arriving in Jeb Oliver's car.
And Jeb hasn't been seen since he left the hospital.
Helen, if you know where Reacher is, you need to tell us.
I don't know where he is. I've not seen him since he left my office a few hours ago.
I think she's telling the truth.
Oh, you think? Dad, fuck you!
Hey, I told you not to go near him.
You come into my home and you treat me like I'm an accessory.
All right, come on.
You know, look, I'm not done.
You're both done. Just get out. This is Helen.
I'm guessing the police are there?
Yep.
By your response, I'm guessing I have about 30 seconds before you hand the phone.
Is that?
If you believe someone could frame Barr, you have to believe they could do the same to me.
I suppose that's possible.
She was a sweet kid, Helen. When they killed her because of me, they want me to run. Then I won't.
I'm going to finish this.
No, that's not a good idea.
Listen, two things. One, I stole your car. If you want to end this, just hang up the phone and report it missing, and I'll understand.
And anything else?
I thought I'd be pushing if I mentioned this earlier. Now I guess all bets are off. You need to watch what you say to Emerson and your father.
I think one of them is in on it.
All right. Thanks for calling. I have to go.
Wait. I've been followed from day one.
Only three people knew I was here.
Emerson, your father, and you. You need to ask yourself, who has the most to lose if we clear Barr? Who tried to warn you off me? Of course, I could be wrong if you think I am. Just hand over the phone.
There's no sense getting any deeper.
Who's that you're talking to?
The office. Are we done?
Helen, listen.
We good need night. To...
You got some fine shooters here.
Finest frogs here. Rare, too. Because most of them fellas out there can't shoot worth a damn. You ask them to put three rounds in a black, well, they'll suck it.
Looking for the owner.
That'll be me, Martin Cash.
Aaron Ward.
Can I do you for Mr. Ward? Ward?
Yeah, I'm looking for a friend of mine. We serve in Iraq. I just dropped off the grid, you know.
That happens.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Anyway, he's a shooter. Last I heard, he lived around here somewhere.
When did you get out of the Army?
Well, I didn't say the Army.
Well, you said you served with him. You know Jarhead. Man on a flying horse could see that.
Well, my father was in the Corps, if that helps.
Yeah. Makes you half human. Your friend got a name?
Yeah. James Barr.
Never heard of him.
I think you have. I think you've been dreading the moment some cop comes in here asking after him. Because it's for sure some soccer mom around here is more worried about your range than she is about the pool in her backyard. or the drain cleaner under her sink. Wouldn't matter to her if Bard did his killing 100 miles away. Only that he came here to rehearse. She'd have a case to shut you down. And nothing better to do.
What do you want?
I want to know who Bard's friends were.
Those boys out there. They're mighty touchy when it comes to their constitutional rights. Suppose I tell them a cop is in here asking after my members.
I'm not a cop.
What are you?
I work for Barr's attorney. We have reason to believe he's innocent.
The hell you say?
Be that as it may, I'm the only one who's bothered to track him this far. You help me out, I'll be in your debt.
And if I don't?
Maybe you can coach soccer.
You put three in the center, maybe we'll talk.
Can I have a few to warm up?
6 inches right. That's your mulligan, Mr. Ward. Play ball. Let's go. Rusty, Mr. Reacher. I saw a man by that name shoot for the Wimbledon Cup, 10 years ago. And I'm pretty sure you never played second base for the Yankees in 1925. Now, I'll answer one question.
Who's your best shooter?
James Barr. I pulled all these down as soon as I heard about the shooting. That's the best shot I ever seen this side of civilian life.
Suppose I told you Barr wasn't this good on his best day in the Army.
I handed out those targets myself. That's my scroll on every one.
You hang them downrange, too?
Are you serious?
I'm saying it's possible that Barr had a friend. One who switched the targets on the range. Maybe Barr led him. It made him feel like king shit having his name up on your wall.
I never saw one real shooter who would do that for his own mother.
Unless he was framing his mother for multiple murder and using your range to do it. Barr didn't come alone, did he? You know, one of these nuts is likely to kill you. They find that camera there.
Hell, the camera's there because one of these nuts is likely to kill me. It's Barr. I always liked him.
Helen Rohn speaking.
Got a candidate for a shooter.
Picture, possible prints, one pissed off eyewitness.
I can't talk right now.
It's going to be 3 hours to get back.
And don't talk to anyone until I get there.
I'll look into that, thanks. This is just what I could pull this morning. Tax records, city and state permit applications, contract bids. Shell Corporation in Georgia. That's the one next to Russia, not Florida. They work one city at a time, acquiring a local construction concern just ahead of major civic redevelopment. They build bridges no one needs, highways no one uses. They're like a cancer, a cell that won't stop growing. They moved 12 times in 15 years. Atlanta, Albuquerque, Austin, Oklahoma City, Sacramento, always amidst allegations of corruption, including millions of dollars in missing public funds. And yet never an investigation, never even an inquiry. It's as if Liebenauer Enterprises were above reproach.
Well, maybe that's because the allegations come from the competition. Outbid, bidder, like Owen and Archer.
Or maybe Liebenauer has the cooperation of key officials. And maybe when that cooperation isn't enough, they kill people who won't be bought off, like Oline Archer.
Helen, how much of this do you honestly believe?
It doesn't matter how much I believe. It doesn't even matter how much I can prove. It only matters how much is true.
Do you know how delusional you sound?
What happened to you? Are you really so set on putting this man to death that you'd ignore... I pulled all of this paper under my own name. If Jack Reacher's right, my life, your daughter's life, is in danger now. Whatever happens to me next is on your head, whether you're involved or not. You are the district attorney, and I've given you compelling evidence to investigate Liebenauer Enterprises. Your next move... Well, tell me which side you're on.
Oh. I see. It's a test. This may be hard for you to believe, but I do love you. And obviously, I'm not going to turn a blind eye, no matter how absurd I find all of this. So if you really believe that you're in danger, if you believe that, then the next order of business is to put you in protective custody right now.
And how safe will I be if you're part of it?
Jesus, Helen.
Businessman or personal?
Hard to tell them apart.
Bad.
Sorry, wrong number.
This is Reacher.
Who is this?
Is this Reacher?
It's you. The guy from the car. It's your boyfriend.
Reacher, is it you?
Helen, are you hurt?
Well, she's gonna be if you're not here in 1 hour. Do I have to tell you how this works?
You bounce me around to make sure I'm not followed, then walk me into an ambush and kill me.
You ruined my surprise.
Well, I could do one better. I went down to the gun range at Hinge Creek.
Got the picture, prints, and I'm going to the feds.
The lawyer's all yours.
Get the Zach.
But I'd like to kill you.
What say, winner take all?
Listen to me, you prick. I will kill this bitch if you're not here in one. Shit.
You think I'm a hero?
I am not a hero. I'm a drifter with nothing to lose. You killed that girl to put me in a frame. I mean to beat you to death and drink your blood from a boot. And I'll be along when I am damn good and ready. If she doesn't answer the phone when I call this number, if I even think you've heard her, I disappear. And if you're smart, that scares you. Because I'm in your blind spot. And I have nothing better to do.
You got a pen?
Don't need one.
I had a dollar for every time the Army called the Corps for help.
You have something for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're kidding, right?
Just because I saw you shoot 10 years ago doesn't mean I'll let you kill some asshole with my gun.
I told you how serious this was.
Yeah, I showed up, didn't I? So let's get to it. Now, your shooter will be right up there behind those lights, okay? He can cover both roads coming and going and kill you just as soon as you stand up.
Well, can you take him out?
What, the dinner you mean? Look, I don't know the type of people you normally associate with, Reacher. But I'm out of the habit of driving out to the boonies at the drop of a hat and just picking off some total strangers, all right? Anyway, I can't see anything. Not with them lights up.
You shoot him out.
Yeah, sure. And then he knows right where I am. Might as well set myself on fire. No, sir. I'll start shooting when he does.
And how do you propose we get him started?
Well, you could always start running.
What's wrong with your eye?
Saving my night vision.
Gunny, you mind if I ask you kind of a personal question?
Well, you don't think I can shoot anymore?
It is a perishable skill.
sun will be up in an hour. Let's get going.
I heard them call you the Zek. That means prisoner. Yes. Tell me, killing all those people, I have to believe the money you're making can't possibly be enough to justify.
Enough. There is no such thing. We take what can be taken. This is what we do.
And you? This one I think I understand, but you? Why'd you do it?
You make it sound like I had a choice.
Oh, didn't you?
You'll see.
You should know I've taken steps. That if anything happens...
If anything happens to you, it will happen in front of your father while he begs for your life. You should never have involved him. Now you will have to convince him to forget for your sake and for his. You say nothing, but I see defiance in your eyes. That is a look I've seen many, many times. When the soldier comes, when you watch how he dies, it will change you. You will want to forget me then.
Reacher.
Are you okay?
They're ready for you.
I'd like to think so.
Don't do this. Please don't do this. Not for me.
Listen, Ellen. They're not going to hurt you until they have me. And that's never going to happen. You hear me? You just hang in there. So I'm coming to get you. I say you believe me.
I believe you.
Gunny.
Where the hell are you, Gunny?
what's in it. Me right in the face. The one piece that just didn't fit. The quarter. Nobody would have thought to dump that meter. Not even me.
You were wrong about my father.
I wouldn't make a big thing of it. Who is he?
That's John Doe number two. Man, I'll never ask you no. Thing under the bed. Call him Zach.
Zach. Prisoner. What's your real name? I was born in October. When I get to my birthday, I'm going to pull the trigger. One. Two.
Chilovic. Zach Chilovic.
Tuluviak, human. Prisoner human being. That's your real name?
This is all I remember.
Call the police.
Were you really gonna shoot him?
I knew I wouldn't have to. One look at this guy and you know he'll do anything to survive. One look at me and you know I'm not bluffing.
Yes, I have an emergency. Yes, I'll hold.
We're in no hurry. With a name like yours, you're going to feel right at home.
Prison. In America. A retirement home. If I go to prison at all.
You think you're going to walk?
You are a homeless drifter wanted for murder. Meanwhile, I am an old man in the wrong place at the wrong time. Thanks to you, who is left to say otherwise. Who?
Yes, hello? Yes, I have an emergency.
We'll see which one of us goes to prison.
My bet? Neither one.
What did you do?
What's that look like?
What about the truth? What about getting the guys who really did this? What about bringing him to justice?
I just did.
What about clearing Barr? What about clearing you?
I have faith you're sorted out, and I hear you have an in with the local DA.
But what happens to you in the meantime?
I keep moving, same as always.
Wait, is that my car?
This a lady?
On the road, Martin Cash.
Pleasure. You look like hell there, Army.
You asked if I was afraid I'd end up like Barr. I'm not. I'm afraid I'll end up like this guy.
There's a lot of dead bodies out here, so let's get to it.
We should probably go.
Wait, that's it? It's just over?
You'll be all right, Counselor.
No. What if I need you? How will I find you?
Well, you don't need me. Not anymore.
Get a number. Let's go.
Helen Roden, your attorney. This conversation is protected by attorney-client privilege. You understand what that means?
Yeah.
Now, the police didn't talk to you, did they? They're not allowed to do that without me here.
How bad was it? How many did I...
You don't remember anything about the incident?
No. But I could hear the nurses talking to those cops out there.
I don't even remember wanting to do it. Look, I'm not going to fight this. If they say I done it, then I did. I done things before. Yeah, it's something bad. Real bad. A long time ago. And I got away with it.
James, how well do you know this place?
Pretty well.
And how do you think you would have done it?
I guess... I would have parked up on the highway. Sun be at my back that time of day.
I got a van. Set up in back. Wouldn't have to worry about my brass. Get away real clean, too.
That sound about right?
Sounds as if you know your stuff.
I forget your name.
It's Helen. Helen Roden. You're gonna be okay, James. I'm gonna take care of you.
You can't protect me. No one can.
From what? From who?
There's this guy. He's the kind of cop. At least he used to be. He doesn't care about the law. He doesn't care about proof. He only cares about what's right.
Don't look at me when I'm talking to you.
He knows what I did. He knows where I am. And this guy, he made me a promise.
Shut your mouth!
If I ever got in trouble again, he'd be there.